I'll try to make this very brief since we did talk about it to some extent earlier. There are copies here of the audit report. If you don't have one, I'll distribute them shortly. There are a couple of points that I think we need to note. The I suggested in here in this audit report that we have not done a very adequate job of tracking assets of the ranch, so it's not clear exactly what we own and how much it's worth. I think that's a problem. There is not reflected in here, but there is a listing of the assets as part of the marketing documents that Dale provides, but there is no balance sheet that says this is what we have and what we owe. There's been a fair amount of discussion about the income and the expenses, and I also note in this report the fact that this check for the sale of the slot has not yet been deposited, and I think that that's problematic. The income and expenses, again, we've been, for the last 3 years, prior 2 years and this year, we are spending more than we're taking in. If you think back, your annual assessment is $395 per lot. We have consistently spent well over $400 per lot, and we have made up the difference doing the things that we heard about earlier. We have pushed hard to collect on accounts that were past due. We have sold lots last year. We sold a lot this year. With the sale of the lot this year, if we put that money in the budget, we will be okay this year, but our capacity to get that one-time money is rapidly running out, and we need a more careful strategic addressing of those issues. I have suggested in here that we need to have a capital improvement budget that is separate and distinct from the operating budget. Much of the stuff that, or a lot of the investment in the water system, which has increased the value of the ranch, is just in the operating budget, and it needs to be accounted for. It needs to be planned for differently, and I think there's an option for us to fund it differently if we choose to do that. And I've suggested a couple ways in that we might do that. In terms of my recommendations to management, well, first of all, let me observe: we don't expect the ranch to make a profit. If it did make a profit, we wouldn't have to pay any kind of assessment. That's not the object. We're not trying to make a profit. We are trying to, I think we have to live within our means over the long haul, or we're going to be in serious trouble. And we can do that. We can live within our means and still accomplish the purposes that we have in mind. So when I look at things like horses and say, yes, indeed, so far the horses have cost us something over $8,000 this year in excess of what they've brought in, that doesn't trouble me because that's one of the things that I think we pay our assessments for. The problem is when we get down at the bottom and we add up all of the various things that we're doing, our assessment doesn't quite cover the difference between what we're spending and what we're taking in. My suggestions to the associations and management, first of all, is to address the shortfall. And there aren't very many options. Just look at your family budget. If you're spending more than you're taking in, what are your choices? Well, you either increase the income or you cut back someplace. And so some of the activities that we've talked about or was raised earlier in the discussion, maybe we need to think about special assessments for some of these capital improvement projects. I don't know whether that's a good idea. I think that's an idea worth considering going forward. We might borrow the money, but that doesn't really get us out of anything because we have to make payments on that borrowed money then. There may be other options available to us, but somehow we have to get our spending under control because essentially we're out of money by the end of this year, and our options for the future don't give us a lot of flexibility. I think from my suggestion to the board and to the membership looking to the future is that we create that capital improvement budget. We talked about it. This was a recommendation I made over a year ago. It hasn't happened yet. It could happen. Even if there's not much money to put in it, that simply tells us, okay, we don't do very much in terms of capital improvements until we get some money in it. Or if we decide there's something we really want to do, then we have to address head-on the question of how we fund it. So I think the issue of saying, okay, this is maintenance, this is investment, that distinction needs to be made, and then careful consideration of how we fund each of those with the recognition that we have to live within our means. Our flexibility is gone That's my report. Not very optimistic.
Thank you. On the next part of the agenda is the ranch manager report, Barbara Button.